And we're joined now by Melcher Dallas football coach Jason Mason on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA. The Saints lose a back-and-forth score fest on Friday, 61-58 to Stanton. Coach, just your average normal eight-man game in Iowa. My goodness, you know, that's quite a few points, and sadly you came up on the short end of it. Just your thoughts on the game and how you guys played last night.
Yeah, no, I think we came out on the first drive, came right down, scored a touchdown right off the bat, kicked it off, let a kicker come back for a touchdown, so we're talking 8-6 there, that'd be a tough 2-point conversion, and then kind of started getting in our head a little bit with mental mistakes, a couple penalties, and we ended up just kind of getting down a few scores at halftime there, and then, talking to the kids at halftime, I was like, listen, guys, it's gut check time, right, time to overcome adversity, And we just started rolling in the second half, started getting a few stops. We was back and forth, got to the game tied there up in the, for like 48-48 one time, or 42-42. We just kept going back and forth. And then they had the ball on the last drive there. I think there was like a minute and a half left. I burned through all my timeouts. And then I told the kids, I was like, hey, we got to let them score. I mean, we're not going to get the ball back here. We'll let them get in the end zone. And we went down and scored and came down to a last second onside kick that just went right out of the hands of the ball went right out of the hands of one of our kids, but sometimes that's football, and I can't be more proud of them than I am tonight, just with all of that. But it was awesome to watch.
You were they were doubling you up, looks like, at halftime, 36-18. You score 40 points in the second half. That's gotta really make you feel good to know that, hey, offensively, you can, you're finally starting to see things click for a change.
Oh yeah, all of our weapons came to play in the second half, especially. I mean, we had good contributors from Reese Chibata. Tucker Branson did a nice job running the ball for us, two tackles. And Rocky Johnson, I think he had a really good game. I think he had a couple touchdowns receiving, and Gavin Thornton as well. I give credit to our line up front as well. I mean, they were really doing a good job giving Reese some good time to throw back there in the backfield. So, it was a pretty physical football game there for a while. So, I mean, we're going to be pretty sore, I think, over this weekend, but hopefully we'll get some rest and kind of check the film out and see if we'll make our corrections for next week.
And you mentioned corrections. What are some things that maybe, maybe held you back and could have done better, to possibly have gotten the win?
Yeah, it's penalties for us. I mean, we just do some wrong stuff at the wrong time for us, We get a big play, then we come back 10 yards. That can't happen on this team. That's just drive killers. But luckily for us, I mean, we were fighting through it today. And even with the 10-yard loss with the penalties, we were still overcoming that and moving the ball down the field to score a touchdown. So today was probably the exception to the rule, but we got to clean that up against Seymour next week. We're going to have a good competition for a game.
Talking to Jason Mason, Melcher Dallas football coach on KNIA Cavaliers. What was some of their weapons? I know you mentioned their quarterback, was pretty dangerous. Was he just kind of the only thing, or did they have some other guys that hurt you as well?
Yeah, no, the quarterback did a nice job overall, I think. I mean, he threw some jump balls out there to us a couple times where he almost had an interception off him. But, they have some nice ends, a couple tall kids on the outside there that are some pretty good athletes too as well that kind of, put us in some conflicts there. But outside of that, I mean, they started running the ball on us early on the outside. We kind of made some adjustments there, got the ball back to the inside again where they couldn't run the outside. So I slowed them down quite a bit and we started doing that. But they got some big plays out in the backfield there, but they stuck some guys out and we just kind of lost in the coverage. Overall, I mean, they have a couple of good athletes on that team. And hey, fairness to them guys, they came to play football for four quarters, and unfortunately we came on the backside of that.
So, as you look forward to the week nine and that extra game that you get not making the playoffs, what do you want to see from your guys this week in practice and heading into next Friday's game against Seymour?
Yeah, I mean, this week of practice has to be good. We have to be really dialed in at practice mentally. I think the mental reps this week will do us a lot more good overall. And, we got to come prepared to play Seymour. I mean, Seymour has had some success this year. And, I think we played them last year in kind of like a JV game. And so I think there's some things to be decided on Friday. So hopefully we'll come out ready to rock and roll. It's going to be like a semi-rival game for us, I think. So I think we're going to be ready to play.
What do you know about Seymour? You mentioned they've had some success this year as opposed to some years. So this isn't one of those, okay, Mormon Trail or, you know, back in the day, Russell's coming to town. This seems like a legit football team that's coming in to play you.
Yeah, I think they got four. They put four good wins this year together. So credits to those guys for, you know, working hard and getting those four wins. And they're going to come play. I mean, they have a good kid that's in the backfield back there. I think his name is Drayden Miller. He's one to be watching. We'll have to watch out for, making sure that we keep him bottled up inside and not letting him get to the edge. I think if we can do that and kind of eliminate any of the crossing passing routes they like to run, I think if we can eliminate that, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Plus, your seniors and everybody get one last chance to put on the pads and walk over from the school to the field, which is always a kind of a cool thing for Melcher Dallas to do.
Yeah, that's a great tradition. You know, that's one thing that kind of makes our little town special is, you know, we're kind of unique where our football field's not by our school, and so we have to walk, you know, two or three blocks over to the field. That's something that we've always done. I mean, back from time before me even. And so it's kind of a special tradition, I think. You know, last week we came out, we had our youth football program kids with us, walk with us hand in hand. And so just kind of building that tradition from the youth up. And it's a special thing, I think. And it's going to be one thing. It's going to be one memorable walk for some of those seniors so they can come in next Friday. And hopefully we can get a W on the board to end the season on a good note.
All right. Best of luck to you. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, sir.
That's Jason Mason, Melcher Dallas football coach. We're back after this on KNIA.